Support for WPR comes from Rutabaga Paddle Sports, offering canoes, kayaks, and advice for anyone wanting to experience solitude on Wisconsin waterways. 2620 Rimrock Road in Madison or rutabagashop.com.
Groups around the country are trying to provide housing for homeless people in the form of tiny houses, very small buildings that provide shelter and the basic necessities.
Olympia, Washington, Austin, Texas, and Eugene, Oregon have small villages of tiny houses, and now there's an effort in Madison to provide them as well. Joining us now is Luca Clementi, a member of Occupy Madison, which is leading the OM Build campaign. Luca, welcome to the show.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Well, can you describe, and you actually call them tiny houses. Can you describe one of them, please?
Well, they are just that. They're 98 square feet houses that are mounted on trailers. They really, for a single person, contain everything you would need to live a very comfortable life, particularly if you've making the transition from homelessness to finally having a place.
And the goal here is to provide some kind of structure, shelter, and the basic needs for homeless people. There are shelters out there. What's the advantage of a tiny house over a homeless shelter?
Well, for one thing, the shelters have a limit as to how many days you can stay in them. So you get 60 days in a shelter per year, but a year has 365 days. So that leaves you, even if you participate fully in using your full time at the shelters, you're going to be on the streets most of the time. And what we wanted to do was create a way for people to facilitate in the construction of their own home. We do not give away tiny homes. We're not a charity organization. What we do is we provide a way for people to participate in the construction of their own home. So they actually get to the exteriors are very similar, but they actually get to design the interior to fit their specifications.
And you've got the first one up and running now. Somebody's actually living in a tiny house.
That's correct. It's a couple that are living in. Usually they'll be single occupancy, but in this case, it's a couple living in the first one.
Now, I imagine one of the biggest challenges is to find a place to put the house once it's built.
Yeah, especially in Dane County and Madison, it's really not legal to park them anywhere. You have to, we can only have them on the street, and they have to be moved every 48 hours. And it makes it very difficult logistically to keep relocating them, which is why we're trying to take the next step.
And that, let's go on to that next step. What would that be? Where would you find a place to put tiny houses?
Well, we've made an offer that was accepted on a plot of land that's on East Johnson Street, right off of Packers. It's right currently the site of a garage repair shop, and we're going to convert that if everything goes well. Our intent is to make that into a combination workshop and residential area.
And so from the perspective of a person with no home right now, if they wanted to stay in a tiny house, how would they get on board?
Well, you could start by coming to one of our meetings, and we have those every month. The website is OccupyMadisonInc.com. The word on the street is out. I mean, people at Bethel communicate regularly as to how to get involved. So anybody who wants to come to the shop or get involved should have no difficulty.
And is this a thing where you're going to try to work with the city on this to try to get them on board with things like zoning and inspections and that sort of thing?
Yeah, that is the real difficulty, the zoning, because right now nobody really knows. We're doing something quite new and nobody really knows what to call this. For a while, the state was going to define us as a campground, but they've since, to my understanding, decided not to do that. And so now we really don't know what we are. They're considering this a mixed-use development. And the zoning is, of course, very unusual. So we're working with the city right now to get this developed and implemented, because it's never been done before.
How big is the need for some kind of shelter for homeless people, like a place they can call their own as opposed to the shelters that we talked about earlier?
Well, it's huge. Madison has a very large homeless problem. And there are a lot of services that do help. There are all sorts of organizations that help to feed and provide shelter for homeless people in Madison. But at the end of the day, you still have no place to call your own. You still have nowhere really to keep your possessions. You don't have the security and dignity that comes with having a place of your own to live.
I mean, that's something I think about. Like, where do you keep your stuff? And that's one of the problems you're trying to answer here.
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult to even attempt to go to a job interview when you haven't had a shower and you're carrying all your possessions on your back. And so that's one of the things that having a house that we take for granted that is so important.
I mentioned a few of the cities around the country that already have programs like this in place. Is your group in Madison looking to them for ideas and practical advice? And in turn, are people maybe elsewhere in the state or in the region coming to you to see how it's going for you?
Yeah, there is communication. We a few of us actually went on kind of a fact-finding trip a few months back and did a tour of these other places. And we saw what made them work and what their strengths were and where we thought we might be able to actually improve upon their model.
Talking to the people at those sites are your first couple in the first Madison tiny house. So what are they saying about it, about the experience of moving in?
Well, right now, since this, you know, they're sort of in the prototype. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing is they're telling us, you know, what's working and what isn't. And for the most part, they've been very comfortable and things are much better than not having any place to stay. But when you're talking about 98 square feet, it's very important that it's very intelligently designed or it's going to end up being something that is not going to work for the people in it. So they're giving us feedback and we're continuing to work with modifying it.
And then who's building it? You said the people who are going to live there take part in the building, but obviously not everybody has the skills. I certainly wouldn't to build a structure from top to bottom, even a small one.
Well, there are enough of us involved in Occupy Madison and OM Build that have the skills that are able to help share those skills with the people who don't. And so not having the knowledge of how to construct a house is not any obstacle. Just come on down. You can sign up for a shift. We work with people. And before long, you'll have all the skills you need.
You mentioned working with the city. How about working with neighbors at a site? Not every homeowner or renter is going to be excited at the idea of honestly having homeless people move into structures right next door.
That's true. We tried to proactively schedule meetings with our alder, Larry Palm, in the neighborhood, and we ended up having a series of meetings where people were allowed to, given the opportunity to talk about some of their concerns. And then we went back and had meetings about how to address those concerns. And some of our policies were actually modified somewhat to help assuage the concerns of the neighbors.
Are you hearing about other communities in Wisconsin, maybe Milwaukee or other cities, trying to follow your lead here?
Not yet. But this is still, you know, everybody's just sort of waiting to see how this happens. There are a lot of people who are just sort of on the fence, and I imagine if this is viable, we'll begin to get a lot more active questions from communities all around the country, actually.
So the houses themselves, you've been inside the
yes.
prototype, I imagine. This is not a luxury house, 9 by 10, about, you said, 99 square feet, right? What's it like to think about spending your time there?
Well, you'd be surprised how comfortable it is. I mean, one of the things that was really important to us in the design of these houses was not only to make them functional. I mean, they have the electricity. They also have heat. I mean, we have a heating and air conditioning guy who calculated the thermal loss and made sure that they'd be able to stay warm in the winter. And one of the things that's really important, though, aside from practical considerations, is the aesthetic considerations. It was really important that these be beautiful, because people are going to be spending time in them. We wanted to instill sort of the pride of ownership and a real connectedness to the project. It's easy to think of how we might do the project cheaper by, you know, warehousing far greater numbers of people in much cheaper, like, tin shed structures, but that was not what we were going for. We wanted every one of these to be a unique, beautiful home.
And the philosophy here isn't we are warehousing homeless people, I guess.
Definitely not. I mean, one of the objections that we have come across is that, well, we like your idea, but, you know, you should do this out by the airport or in some remote location. And what we would like to do is actually, this is a model we want to integrate into communities. The idea is not to put people in isolated areas where all the problems, you know, isolation and addiction and crime, those kinds of things fester in isolation. We want to be active participants in the community. So we expect to be going to neighborhood meetings to participate in keeping the neighborhood clean. And again, we want to beautify it. We're not there to create some sort of a shanty town.
You're at an early stage here. Do you have a sense of how many of these small houses you are going to be able to provide down the road, or a goal, a target?
As long as we can keep building them, we want to keep building them. But it does raise the practical question of where to put them. And so that will be an ongoing issue that we will deal with as we go.
Luca, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Luca Clementi with Occupy Madison telling us about the group's effort to provide what they're calling tiny houses to homeless people in the area.